can shoot the crap.
All right,
around,
so then I think from the beginning you just say this is a friend. This is a friend date. I just need you to know that I have like an ex-boyfriend that it goes back and forth, and I can't have more than one thing going on in my life. And but you know,
that sounds good.
Let's be friends.
All right. But go on. I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, let's just I just need you to know that I just want to be clear that this is just a friend date.
Right. Okay, I love that. That's
all right.
Great.
All right.
Thanks, Alan.
All right, good
and
luck.
And I think you do a great job.
Thanks. I don't
really
know.
Enjoy when you do this.
I appreciate
and your radio
it.
Show's great.
I appreciate that. And I'll be doing this again next week for the Music of Mind Control
at
7 p.m.
So great.
Let us know how the date goes. Call back and let us know how it goes, all right?
All right, I will if I'm home.
All right, have a good night.
Okay, thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
All right, the Music of Mind Control is coming up in about 6 minutes. We got time for another call or two, maybe. Ask Alan, 201-209-9368, 201-209-9368. Thanks, Jim the Poet, for the fill-in. And thanks, Micah, for next week's fill-in. I like doing this show. I don't know. Sometimes it's like traumatizing a little bit, but I still like it. Sometimes it's like, wait, who the hell am I to be answering these questions, you know? So this has been fun, but we got a couple more minutes. So 201-209-9368. You can go to the playlist and comments board. If you've been one of the callers, you get a lot more advice than just mine from the wise listeners of WFMU who are out there on the playlist and comments board. So give a call, 201-209-9368. That sucks when you get in a situation saying yes to somebody just because, you know, you don't want to be mean or you don't know how to say no. I think it happens to all of us sometimes, but then you got to have a clean, you know, you got to be direct. Just friends. So hopefully we'll hear how that one worked out. 201-209-9368. There's still time for a couple more calls. Give us a ring. Oh, and they're coming in. They always come in bunches at the end. Hi, you're on the radio. Who am I speaking to?
Alan.
Yay, Zach.
Zachary.
How's it going?
Hey.
What's up, buddy?
You know it just off to Alan. Wow.
You what?
You knew it. It was Zachary.
Yeah.
Alan.
I know that name. What do you got?
Hey, okay. You writing stories.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to revisit. Do you like, what's your preferred pattern? I've been asking other writers this.
What do you mean writing?
Do you like ever work backwards or like go from the middle out? Just to look at it a different way and try to. You got any editing methodologies or anything?
Yeah, I mean, at first you just write to write. You don't worry about, you don't start off thinking about grammar or thinking about structure, or you're getting, you know, getting a series of stories out if you're writing one long story. So you write, you know, what they call free writing in college. You just kind of get your ideas out on paper, and then you kind of work. You start to get a feel of what you're working on and structure. You might start to feel the structure as, you know, sometimes the main point of a story comes at the end when you don't even know what you're writing, but then when you get to the very, very end of something, you say, wait a minute, maybe. So often the beginning ends up at the end when you're first starting on something, because you're, you know, if you want to sort of start off with a point somewhere. So I think the most important thing is write, just write. Don't think about all of the hindrances like grammar and structure and organization. All of that stuff comes later.
What about editing?
I mean, editing
is great advice, Alan. But what about editing?
Read out loud and slowly to yourself, or have somebody else read it back to you slowly and out loud. Slowly, because you're going to read what you think you wrote, not what you actually wrote.
So you workshop it a bit, is what you're saying.
Yep. Reading out loud and slowly is the workshop. Really slowly. Every
word. That one's percolating to the top with a lot of other people, too.
Touch every word as you're reading with your finger, because otherwise you're going to miss some words. I want to take one more call.
Love it, Alan. Cheers. Have a good night.
Thanks. Hi, you're on the radio. You're the last call. What do you got?
Yeah, hi. The three bean salad thing. Where do you stand on it, and how's the quickest, easiest way to go?
Oh, man. Three beans. You know.
I know. It's one of those things. It's like stones, man. It's hard.
I've had three bean salads, and I never really love them because people always put like onions in them, like raw onions, and I hate raw onions. So the only thing I have to say about a three bean salad is do not put raw onions in it. All right, because you know you're gonna use the three beans of your liking, right? You're not gonna use any random three beans, right?
But when it comes to the flavoring itself, I mean, you just go for like the quick thing, like an Italian dressing or something
like,
more complicated.
I really like garlic, oil, lemon, and then salting and a little extra spices to flavor. But I like keeping it simple. But I really like lemon, salt, garlic.
Shout out to Ken. I think if anyone's going to win the competition for a talk show, you're the man.
Wow. Well, that's
love you a long time.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And good luck with that salad. No onions. Sin saboya.
Adios.
All right. Peace. All right. Well, thanks again to Jim the Poet. Music of Mind Control coming up in 1 minute. Thanks for listening. I'll be here again for Micah next week at 7. And you could catch my show Thursday night at midnight. Into Friday after Dave the Spaz. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Good evening, Starseed. This is the music of Mind Control. My name is Micah, or Uncle Mo, your weekly guide on this journey we take, you and I, every week, Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern. New religious movements, cults, mystics, individuals of an inspired, possibly divine or extraterrestrial nature, and the sounds that come out of them. Just heard some dark ambient from Baba Lith, Black Kundalini. This is a project that seems steeped in the tradition of sex magic. That's magic with a K. And Kenneth Grant. The conceptual relation with the late Kenneth Grant and his creative endeavors in the magic of sex and the abyss of creative delirium. Kenneth Grant was a magician, novelist, and advocate of Thelema. He founded his own Thelemic organization, the Typhonian OTO, and what else? London-based, really into Lovecraft, also involved in Hinduism and the teachings of Ramana Maharshi. Very influential on the whole mid to late 20th century left-handed path, black magic, Luciferian manifestation, or whatever you want to call it. Okay, so moving right along. Actually, this does have some Crowleyan or Crowleyan connections. The Church of Scientology. I'm sure all of you know by now, L. Ron Hubbard tried to make a Antichrist baby with Jack Parsons under the auspices of Aleister Crowley. But after that, way many years after that, he moved to London. I guess the idea was to get away from American authorities and paying taxes, back taxes, whatever. Moved to London to set up the Church of Scientology over there. Became very successful. I'm going to play music this is probably the one of the first forays that Scientology made in musical expression. You might know all those awful records from the 80s that Ken always plays on his show, like Battlefield Earth or whatever. This is the choir, a choir of operating thetans in London in the 1960s, expressing their joy of learning about Dianetics and the infinite wisdom of L. Ron Hubbard. I guess these were demos. Demo recordings never went beyond this little choir practice they had, but still quite a treasure in terms of all the artifacts of Scientology. So I will shut up. The writer, I guess the OT who is responsible for all this is named Bobby Richards. I guess he was the writer and composer. So here is a nascent Scientology choir with some early L. Ron Hubbard Dianetics musical nonsense.
No brutal war. song that seems to say, this playground we call earth is beautiful. Yes, it's beautiful. I love the coolness of an evening when the stars
a little trip into the early days of Scientology, 1960s UK headquarters with Bobby Richards and friends. This playground we call Earth, the story of man and the anthem. Don't have a lot to say about what I'm going to play for you next, except that cosmic awareness is the force that expresses itself through Jesus, the Buddha, Krishna, Muhammad, Edgar Cayce, and other great avatars who served as channels for the Heavenly Father, and who speaks again today, as the world begins to enter the new age of spiritual consciousness and awareness. Since 1963, cosmic awareness has been communicating through carefully trained channels. This information is for those who desire to help in bringing in the new age. Throughout the thousands of readings given through these various channels, cosmic awareness tells us not to believe anything, but to question, explore, doubt, and discover for yourself through your own channel what is the truth. Cosmic awareness consciousness, that's the name of this cult, or any of the interpreters, is responsible for anything cosmic awareness states in any of these readings. Nor, I guess they're not responsible. I don't know. I think that was a typo. The interpreters interpret the energies, well, this is written really badly, as they see them in trance levels and are not personally responsible for what is said. Okay, we get it. So apparently they've been around since 1963, though I have never heard of them until recently. Cosmic Awareness Communications. Extremely uninformative website, and not much else out there about them. But I do have music. Now, I don't really even know how to preface this. The first thing is obviously their attempt at some kind of theme, anthem, whatever you want to call it. Not unlike much of the stuff I play on this program. Then the other stuff, I have no idea. All I can think of is these are attempts at extracurricular activities when they're not channeling the sages or ascended masters. These recordings are reflective of, you know, time off. I think. Can't really tell you. So that being said, do enjoy the musical side projects of Cosmic Awareness Communications.
The universal law is that knowledge, that awareness, that all living things, all life has within it, that vitality, that strength to gather unto it all things necessary for its growth and its fruition. The universal law is that knowledge, that awareness, that all living things, all life has within it, that vitality, that strength to gather unto it all things necessary for its growth and its fruition. The universal law, the universal law.
Hey, babe, your brother-in-law said no more to buy you a beer. Hey, babe, you look at the closet, why not sit on my back? Hey, babe, your brother-in-law said stay in the world's glass.
It's nice to know that in this day and age, where we're constantly online, constantly under surveillance, the flow of information is a bazillion bytes per nanosecond, whatever. There is still mystery. There are still things that cannot be explained. There are still things that defy the algorithm. The Cosmic Awareness Communications and their musical excursions do just that. Again, I have no explanation as to the context of those recordings. Know very little about this cult, but they've got something going on. Hey, babe, Hot Steel Rangers, Slippers, and Universal Law. Cool, wild stuff. Okay, I want to play a record from Seventh-day Adventists. Or some choice cuts from this record. Jerry Patton, Sunlight. I don't have a year on this. I'm thinking it's somewhere between 77 to 79, something like that, I think. You know, it's got that sound, late 70s sound. I don't know how to describe it. I guess I would call this lounge, gospel lounge, I think is the best way to describe this record. I'm just gonna hit it and I'll be back. Jerry Patton of the Seventh-day Adventist religion.
Large creatures, small creatures, short and tall creatures, come now and praise the Lord.
Come and praise the Lord.
Young creatures, old creatures, hot and cold creatures, come now and praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Up, creatures. creatures down, creatures out of town, creatures come now and praise the Lord.
Come on, praise the Lord.
Lost creatures found, creatures underground, creatures come now and praise the Lord. Sing praise to the Father, sing praise to the Son, sing praise to the Spirit who makes all creatures one. Sing praise for the goodness of what the Lord has done. Let all creatures praise the Lord.
No creatures high, creatures fly in the sky, creatures come now and praise the Lord.
Come on and praise the Lord.
Sing praise to the Son.
Sing praise to the Spirit who makes all creatures one. Sing praise for the goodness of what the Lord has done. Let all creatures praise the Lord.
Jesus, lover of my soul, hide me while the billows roll. Rock of ages, cleft for me, I am trusting only thee. You said, come, I'll give you rest, and you promised me the best. You're my shepherd, keep me free from doing wrong. I need you to help me. I know that you care. I want you to comfort me, for you are always there. Everything was dark and gloomy when he came my way. Everything that happened to me seemed as if to say, there is more to living than just living day to day. I could never find my way alone. watching, wondering what to do. Trying to find a new direction, trying to find the truth. Then he picked me up and changed me. Now I see the light. I don't have to find my way alone. Sunlight, open up my eyes. Sunlight, clear the cloudy skies. Now he's living in my heart. I'm so glad I found my way back home. If there were times when you were searching, wondering what to do, trying to find a new direction, trying to find the truth, give your heart to Jesus, let him shine his light on you. You don't have to find your way alone. So stay. Aren't you glad you found your way back home? Aren't you glad you found your way back home? I'm so glad you found your way back home.
The righteous vocalizations of Jerry Patton. From his record Sunlight and the SDA, Seventh-day Adventist Church. Sunlight, I Know That You Care, and Creature Praise. Gonna play something from Pastor John's house. This is another Christian cult. Pastor John Clark is a Midwestern preacher known for separating families. Gets you to do Bible study, and then next thing you know, you've abandoned your spouse and children and everyone else. That's what seems to be the MO. And then what goes on at Pastor John's house, literally, Lord only knows. However, they do make music. They made music. They haven't put out anything recently. I don't know if they're still around. Gonna play something from 2006. This was actually a CD that they put out called Night Music Volume 2. These are all original songs written and performed by the members of Pastor John's house. So I want to play something kind of lengthy. Very powerful piece. I've played this before. It's been many years. So I'm just going to hit it. I'll be right back.
Thank you. Thank you.
Great way to kill a mood. Donna and Rob Nelson. Thank you, Lord. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. We're going to play a little Rosicrucian music recorded in a cave. And then it's time for Vocal Fry. Vocal Fry.
Beri Bimba.
Kaji Beri Bimba, Glandriana la nonone condori.
Gaggiamagramma,
Glandri Bimba, Glandri glassa la lauta la lomi. Gaggi Beri Bimba, glassa glassa la lauta la lomi. Glassa
la bimba.
Gajame tuf mi tim tim
tara tim tim tim
Bulinai bim beri bam Om kalalom rinu toros Om nam laut mi ho Gajame rito toros los hop samen Luku terulala lauta lo ho ho ho
Gesang der Seepferdchen und Flugfische.